Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We magnify the Lord once again for the people of God tuning in to the broadcast on tonight. We're grateful for God's goodness and for what he has done, for what he is doing even now. We're grateful. We're thanking and praising him. He's moving here where I am, and he's right there where you are. We thank God tonight for how he is blessed, and he's keeping us and allowed us to return once again. I want to welcome you to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Hour. Amen. We're thanking and praising God for this mind that is in him. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we want the mind of Christ to permeate, to be ever flowing, to be ever present, amen, in our hearts and in our minds, in our spirit. We want to flow, we want to move according to the Spirit of God and according to what Christ would have us to do. And so tonight we are offering up sacrifices of joy and praises to our God, to our King. Amen. Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father. Amen. Who suffered, bled, and died for us. Amen. That we will have a right to the tree of life, that we would have a right to eternal life. And we're grateful tonight for him doing that, loving us enough. Amen. Loving us enough to reach out and to reach down. Amen. Amen. And to consider himself, amen, to be the price for man's sins. And we're thankful tonight for that. We honor the Lord for his presence in the land today. We're not going to bore your patience, but we honor the Lord tonight because he's been doing some awesome and mighty things. And we're glad about it. And I want to encourage you tonight, if you're listening in, feel free to call in tonight. The number is 657-383-0092. Amen. Let someone know, amen, that Mind of Christ is on the air. Amen. Let someone know that the Word of God is going forth on satellite radio. Amen. We're thanking and praising him for this golden opportunity, amen, to be able to come for you and for this position and this place in time on the radio. We're thanking God for Culture Zine Radio for making it available, amen, for us to be able to come forth and to speak to your hearts and minds on tonight. Amen. The number again is 657-383-0092. And feel free to call in and talk to the man of God on tonight. We're not going to bore your patience, but we're going to go quickly to the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God tonight comes to us from the book of St. Luke, Luke the 19th chapter. And we find a very familiar passage of Scripture, a passage of Scripture that have been ministered to us in other ways down through the years, a Scripture that have been presented to us, presented to me in times past of being a man of a high-minded state, a man of a high level, a man that's too high in his thinking or his living, that he had to be called down, he had to be brought down low. Amen. But tonight, amen, that's not the story or the picture that have been displayed to me or that I see in this particular passage of Scripture or this particular story that of the Lord. The Bible says in chapter 19 of Luke, verse 1 says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the press, because he was little in stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, when he got to the place, he looked up and he saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must abide at thy house. Here we find the story of this publican. The Bible says that he was rich. He had money. He was well off. No doubt his money was not able to do for him what he needed. The money that he had was not able to take care of the the yearning or the longing that he had been feeling. When we get to a place where we have all we have, or we have what we need in the natural realm, monetary or financially so, there is still yet a yearning, there is still yet an emptiness for more. You see, the rich people today, so many of them, not just today, but down through the years, when they get money and they obtain wealth, as they do, they find that the wealth is not all that is needed. They find that after they've attained this wealth, that there's still a need, there's still a lack, or still a longing for more. And so they begin to go into what you call the self-doctrine, the self-service thing, to where now everything pretty much needs to be altered or changed or fixed in some kind of way, adjusted in some kind of way. And here we find that when we have money, lots of money, we are not content or complacent, but we have to do more. There's a more, there's a yearning and a call for more, yet even still. And so this man, the Bible said, had the money. He was rich, and he worked, and he was very known, and he had the money. But there was something that was missing, something that was longing in him, something that he was yearning for, something that he was missing, and something that money and his riches could not buy or suffice. The Bible said that he heard about this Jesus. This Jesus was passing his way. This Jesus was coming the way where he was. And he heard about how this Jesus had performed miracles, and how this Jesus had, amen, performed, amen, different signs and wonders among the people. And he said, well, I must get to this Jesus, because if he can perform the open eyes and he can unstop deaf ears, if this same Jesus, amen, can heal the lame, can cure leprosy, if the same Jesus can raise from the dead, if the same Jesus can cast out demons, then the same Jesus can assist me in my needs and what I have longed for or have need of him. So this man, the Bible says, when he saw Jesus, he came on trying to get to him. And because of the press, or because of the crowd of people that was around Jesus, that was pressing him, that was close to him, that was, as he was walking along, and those that were around him, he's trying to touch him, trying to get close to him, wanting him to touch them, and trying to tell them their problems, trying to tell them what they have need of from just this Jesus. The Bible said that Zacchaeus realized that he could not reach this man because of the press. He said, I'm this close to my blessing. I'm this close to my promise. I'm this close to my deliverance, and I cannot even get to it. And how many times have you been close to your deliverance, been close to your victory, been close to your way out, been close to your healing, and something or another have hindered or blocked or slowed up your progress. Something has caused a ruckus or destruction. Something has put a wedge, or it seemed like some distance or a confusion or there, to where it's a little more difficult now for you to reach your goal, for you to get to Jesus. You see him where he is. You know where he is, and you know how to get to him, and you're attempting to get to him, and you're trying to reach him. But for some reason, it seems like it's the hardest thing, with the complications and the difficulties and the obstacles that are in your way, the things that have been placed in front of you, the things that have been placed between you and Jesus. You see him, and you know how to get to him, and you're trying your best, but it seems like it's the hardest thing in the world to get to him because of the press that you're under and because of the press that's going on around him. So I want you to know today that the Lord is coming to let you know. He said, don't you worry about the press. Don't you worry about the obstacles that you've been facing. Don't you worry about the problems that you've been dealing with trying to get to me. He said, not to worry, for this day, I'm coming to your house. I'm coming to abide with you. Yeah, I recognize and I've acknowledged the fact that you've been trying trying to reach me. You've been trying to get to me. You've been trying your best to attack me and get your blessing from me. You've been trying your best to lay before me. You've been trying your best to reach out to me even the more so. But ever seemed like every time you get ready to, there's some obstacles. There's some things there. There's some hindrances there. There's some things that's causing you to block your way and to hinder your progress and stop you from getting to Jesus. And see, the thing is, they can't stop you. It cannot stop you. It can only hinder you. It can only deter you. It can only slow up your progress or make it even more difficult. But they cannot stop you when your mind has been made up and your heart is fixed to reach Jesus. And his mind was made up. I'm not giving up here today. In spite of the crowd being around Jesus and the press, in spite of all that I'm facing here trying to get to him and not being able to reach him because it's so many things going on around him at the time, so many things and obstacles and so many distractions, so many things that, amen, that's constricting and keeping me from him. And in spite of that, my determination is set, and I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to be this close to my blessing, this close to my miracle, this close to my breakthrough, this close to my salvation, and not get to what I need him to do. So we find that Zacchaeus, the Bible says that he ran ahead of the crowd. And when he got down ahead of the crowd, here there was a sycamore tree. He said within himself, if I can just climb up into this tree, as Jesus coming by this way, it's a guaranteed shot. It's a guaranteed thing that he will see me and acknowledge me and see that I've been trying to get to him, and perhaps he would bless me or give me what I need. Zacchaeus put himself in the way. He's got down in that, got up in the sycamore tree as he knew Jesus was going to pass along that way. He put himself right in the way and in the line to receive of the king. The Bible says that Jesus passed by that way right there. And as he was passing and the crowd was there around him, he looked up and he saw Zacchaeus in the tree. He said unto Zacchaeus, make haste, make haste, make haste. I see you. I acknowledge your presence. I see you there, Zacchaeus. I acknowledge the fact that you have climbed. You ran ahead. You were trying to get to me back there. You've been trying to get to me. You've been trying to reach me. You've been trying to touch me for a while, Zacchaeus. You've been trying to get my attention for a while, Zacchaeus. But there were things in the way. There were opposite. He said, I saw you when you were reaching for me before. I saw you when you were crying out to me before. I saw you when you were making an attempt to come to me before, and there were obstacles and things in your way to block you, things in your way to hinder you and try to stop you from reaching me. I acknowledge and I know from before when you were trying to reach me. He said, so because of your determination, because of your desire and your determination, your eagerness to reach me, he said, not only am I coming to where you are under this tree and call you down, but today I'm going to meet with you in your house. I'm going to abide with you in your house. So I need you to come down, Zacchaeus, because if you stay up there, I can't come to your house. But when you come down from the tree, Zacchaeus, come down from the place that you have made to reach me. Zacchaeus said, okay, if I can't get to him the normal way. The normal way was everybody crowd around him. Everybody gather around him as he passes by. Make it your business and try to get to him the best way you can. Press through the crowd the normal way, like everybody else do. Get to Jesus the normal way, like everybody else do. Cry out to him and call on him and yell out his name the normal way, like everybody used to and everybody's doing. And Zacchaeus says that there's something I need from this man. And because I need something different and special from this man, I have to go about it in a special way. I have to go about it in a different way. And so Zacchaeus, the Bible says that Zacchaeus ran down further, climbed up into the sycamore tree, and began to cry out to Jesus. And as he began to cry out and call Jesus, Jesus stopped, and Zacchaeus got his attention. And he said, come on down, Zacchaeus. He said, for this day I'm going to abide with you in your house. I want to encourage you today, somebody listening to this broadcast who've been attempting to get to Jesus, who have made some effort to try to get to Jesus, who have tried to come to whether it's the place of worship or just right where you are and get to him, and it seemed like it's always an obstacle or something there to distract or to hinder you or to block you from reaching Jesus. is. The Lord is telling you today that he said, don't worry, I've noticed and I've recognized your reach out. I've seen you trying to, you're trying to get to me. I've seen your endeavor and your prayers, and you cried out, and I've seen your attempts to reach me. And he said, and because of this, I'm acknowledging. And he said, I see that not only are you trying to reach me, but you're going about it in a different way, which lets me know that you have a special need. You have something different that you need me to do. When you reach out to the Lord the normal way, then you receive that normal blessing or that normal thing. But when you go out of your way and make it your business to be seen and heard by the Lord, instead of, I got to get out of my comfort zone. And see, Zacchaeus got out of the comfort zone. The comfort zone was to go to Jesus like everybody else in the crowd and press your way through the crowd. But he said, I've got to be different. My call is different. My cry is different. My need is different. Yeah. What I have need of is different from everyone else's. So I need to get to this man differently than everybody else. I cannot go the normal way in the press and take a chance on that. I must need to reach Jesus, and I need him to know that I am here. So I've got to do something different. And Zacchaeus went differently, and he climbed into the tree. Something was totally different about it altogether. Instead of the normal crowd in the crowd, he climbed into the tree right as long Jesus passed and got Jesus' attention. When you reach, the Bible said, Jesus said in his word, when you seek me, you're going to find me. He said, knock, it shall be open, ask, and it shall be given. When you seek him, you're going to find him. The reason why we have not found the Lord, or the Lord is in the place to where we're not able to find him, is because we have not sought him like we ought to seek him. He said, if you seek me, if you come after me, you're going to find me. I'm not hard. It's just you're coming after me. And you got to get in our heart and mind that I must be like Zacchaeus and more. That if I need a ridiculous blessing, if I need God to move in a ridiculous way from me, then I've got to give him a ridiculous praise. If I need God to move in a mysterious way, then I got to give him some mysterious praise. I got to give him some unadulterated praise. I need an untainted or unconditionable type of blessing, and I need God to do it. Then you got to give him an unconditional type of praise. You got to give him a radical and a hysterical type of praise to magnify and to glorify him. Put our minds in the realm to receive of him. Amen. And the only way to do that is to glorify him and to praise him for what he has done. And on tonight, I want to encourage your heart. The Lord said, I'm coming to your house. I'm abiding with you today. I've acknowledged and seen your cry. I've heard your cry. I've acknowledged and I've seen your petition before me and your endeavor to reach me. And I see that you've been trying and you've had things in your way, but not to worry any longer. He said, no longer am I going to wait for you to come to me, but I'm coming to you now. You made your attempt to come to me. You made your endeavor to come to me and to get to me. And you did your part by coming halfway, and you went out of your way, and you climbed up into a tree. You went out of your way, and you did something extra to get my attention. And he said, I want you to know tonight you've gotten my attention, and I'm going to bless you. The Lord is saying tonight he's going to bless, but we must be faithful. We must stay faithful to his word. We must stay faithful to his promise. We must stay faithful to what he has conditioned and called us to do, to receive the blessing of the Lord. He said, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. So his blessings are going to flow. But there are some blessings that come. There are some doors that are opened only and simply because of obedience. There are some blessings that come only and simply because of sacrifice. When you put things to the side for Christ, he will put things to the side for you. When you make an endeavor and go out of your way for the Lord, that I see your endeavor, I see your working, and I'm going to go out of my way to bless you. Because so many times we want God to do these miraculous and all wonderful blessings and miracles, but we don't want to do anything for him. You want to give him the same old praise, the same old clap, the same old yes, Lord, or the same old thank you, Jesus, the same old dried out praise. And we want him to do these wonderful and great and mighty things for us. But we've got to learn to get out of our comfort zone. We've got to learn to relax and to release. We've got to learn to stretch out on Jesus. And then stretch out in him and get out of your comfort zone and begin to clap and praise the God of our salvation. We all may not shout the same way. We all may not
praise God that the same way. Amen. But if we say we have the Spirit of God on the inside, if we say that the Holy Ghost dwells within us, then something ought to happen sometime or another. At some time, a hallelujah, a glory need to come out of you. A spontaneous thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, I love you ought to come forth at some time or another. A spontaneous, your hand ought to go up. Your hand ought to wave sometime or another. There ought to be a quickening in your spirit at some time or another. There ought to be some tongue or something coming forth to glorify him at some time or another. There ought to be some joy in you at some time or another. Your testimony ought to change when you have the Holy Ghost abiding on the inside. And see, the thing about it is the Holy Ghost tells of himself because he makes himself known wherever he is. It's impossible for the Holy Ghost to abide in you and to dwell in you and you not move. You not move as the Spirit give utterance. You not speak. You not, at some time or another, you don't tell him thank you. Your hand don't go up. There's something wrong then if you don't, if God is not moving in your life and you say you have the Spirit of God in you, but he doesn't move freely through you. And there is, the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there's liberty, and there are signs and wonders shall follow them that believe in the power of God and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And when we have the power of God in us, something in us makes us, the Spirit of God that's in us makes us change our way of thinking. It causes us to change things about ourselves when we have the Spirit of God in us. Yes, 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 the Spirit of God comes to alter and to help change and to correct and to adjust our character. The Spirit of God comes when a person would be radical and loud or abusive. The Holy Ghost will come and to tame that individual, bring peace and solace to that individual, bring contentment and calm to that individual. When you're sitting there quietly and the Spirit of God is moving through the place and you don't move, you don't clap, you don't do anything and respond to the presence of the Lord that's moving in the way he does, then there's something wrong and we need to go back. If you get upset with someone because they say, oh, I have the Holy Ghost, oh, yeah, I do, and you get upset and attitude, that means you don't have him. Then you need to go back and check yourself because he's mild, he's meek, he's lowly, he's the sweet Spirit of God. Amen. And he does not, he's not all puffed up. He's not haughty. Amen. But you have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God's Spirit is abiding in you. But the scripture tells us there's one baptism, but there are many fillings. And have you been baptized since you believe? Have you been down in the Spirit of God, not in the water, but have the Spirit of God, amen, submerged you? Have you been submerged in the Spirit of God since you believe? Have you yielded over and allowed him to come on in even the more and the greater since you believe? Here you got to make up in your mind that I'm no longer content with where I am. I'm no longer complacent with where I am. I may have the resources that I need as Zacchaeus did. I may have the resources. You may have the resources that you need, but there is still something lacking. But the Bible declares and tells us that we are renewed day by day. But we pass from glory to glory. Every morning there's a new mercy. Every day there's a new mercy. And we pass from glory to glory. So I want you to know today, amen, it's impossible to be in the Lord or to get to know him or be around him and yet stay in the same place week after week and year after year. For there's a change that has to take place. Something has to go on in your life to let you know that the Spirit of God is real in your world. And so tonight, we're grateful tonight. Zacchaeus gave us the testimony. Zacchaeus gave us the example. He said, I'm no longer like everyone else. I'm not the norm like everyone else. What I need from the Lord, I cannot get him through him or from him the normal way like everybody else. But what I need from the Lord requires special attention. So I must do something to get God's attention. I've got to do something different. I got to do something out of the norm to get his attention. And somebody listening in tonight, you need to go ahead, stop procrastinating, and do something out of the norm to get the Lord's attention. Yeah, you've been doing the regular hand clap. You've been doing the regular foot stomp. You've been doing the regular shout. Maybe you've been doing the regular hand clap or the regular lifting of your voice or the regular reading your Bible. You've been doing the regular singing the songs and everything and the regular prayer meetings and what have you. So there's time the Lord has said, I need you now to do something extra. I need you to go out of your way and do something a little abnormal to get this blessing. I have the blessing that you're asking for, but you're too comfortable, and I need you to get out of your comfort zone right now, and I need you to praise me in a radical way. I need you to get out of your comfort zone, and I need you to do something different. I need you to reach for me in a more different way than you've been reaching for me. I need you to come for me and come after me in a different way than everyone else has been coming. But you see, the norm that everybody does, I need you to do something different. Yes, I've been speaking to you, and I've been telling you and dealing with you to get out of the norm, or get out of that box. Unbox me. Unbox yourself. Unbox your praise. And allow me to come in. Allow me to minister to you. Allow me to show you the hidden mysteries of my word and of myself. Allow me to take you into those secret places that men only dream and imagine of. But I take to those, and I share with those who are in tune with me, who have allowed themselves to be humbled vessels before me and have given themselves over to me, who are not afraid or timid or scared to do that abnormal thing, to go into that abnormal place, to go into that unfamiliar zone to praise me and to bless me. I got blessings for those who ministers and those ministries who have said within themselves that we will not be conformed to this world, but we are now, and we have been transformed, for our minds have been renewed. Our minds, it's one thing for an individual's mind to be reformed or be transformed by the renewingness. It's one thing for an individual, but it's another thing for a ministry, a group of people on the same level, with the same mind, with the same accord, to have been transformed, have their minds renewed, and now they're thinking with a renewed mind, in a renewed spirit, in a renewed place in God. And on tonight, the Lord is saying, I need for you to get out of your normal comfort zone. I need for you to reach for me in an abnormal way. I need you to reach for me in an unfamiliar way. You've been sticking to the guns and sticking to the basics of your praise with me and your reaching and calling on me. But I need you now. I need you now to take it another step further. For I want to take you someplace. There are places in me that I want you to see and to go. There's things that I must need to share with you of the spirit realm. And in order for you to receive those things and understand those things, you must be spiritually minded. And in order for to be spiritually minded, you have to get out of your normal zone, that normal comfort space, and then now put yourself in another place, in an unfamiliar place of spiritualness, to allow the Lord to minister and to speak to your mind. You got to be like Zacchaeus and say, I'm used to the norm. I'm used to here, but this thing that I have and what I need from the Lord and what I need him to do for me, it calls for me to get out of the normal zone and do something beyond what I'm used to doing. It's causing me to reach past my comfort zone and reach out to God. Somebody tonight needs to cry out to the Lord like never before. Someone tonight needs to go on and do what you've been procrastinating and putting off to do, amen, to reach for the Lord and allow the Lord to bless you. Yes, the Lord is pulling you and drawing you to a secret place in him. He's drawing you and calling you to another place in him, to where you can be free in the Lord. You can be free in the Lord, and he wants to deal with you on a more spiritual level. He wants to reveal to you more things of himself. In order to do that tonight, you've got to put yourself and reach out and get out of your comfort zone. The Lord is saying, be like Zacchaeus tonight and get out of your comfort zone tonight. Yes, yes, if you got to climb up in a tree to get away from all the confusion and all the static and all the noise, all the confusion that's going on around you, you have to climb up into a tree to get away from the hustle and the bustle, and to get away from the foolishness that's going on ground level. Then find yourself elevated. Then elevate your mind. Some of you need to elevate your mind past what you're going through. Zacchaeus climbed into the tree to elevate himself above the confusion and the hustle and bustle of the people that was pressing Christ. And he got above that. He said, I'm not going to get stepped on. I'm not going to get trampled on. I'm short. So you need to get out of your comfort zone, and you need to find some place to where you can get to that's comfortable for you, and to elevate yourself above your problems, elevate your mind above your situation, elevate your mind above your circumstances, and know that God is there, and he's able to do for you what he said above anything we could ask, exceedingly above anything we could ask or think. He said, I'm able to do it, and I'm faithful to do it. But you got to trust him tonight. You got to step out on him tonight. Let your trust go further in God tonight and get out of that box and allow the Lord to bring you to where he wants you to be in the ministry and in him. He said, I'm making you my disciples. I've chosen. I've picked you out. I've called you before the ordination or before the creation of the world. I picked you out, and I chose you to be a vessel of mine. And on tonight, we want to let the Lord use us for his glory. I encourage you tonight, let God use you for his glory. Let the Lord begin to build you up even the more so and call on him while he may be found. Don't be afraid or worry about what nobody think or say about you. You are different. You've always been different. You've always been different. Yeah. So now is not the time to try to fit into everybody's agenda and what's going on with everyone else. Stay different and do that different thing and allow God to bless you and take you into those places that no one else can get to. Allow God to take you and share with you what is rightfully yours tonight. You be encouraged knowing that God is able to keep you and do for you what no one else can do. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer.